Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With us, as always, is Mr. Evan.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. This is a very low-key show.
Mellow.
It's a mellow show.
I feel like this is a good nookie blanky show. Like, I feel like I need a little...
I'm glad you added the blanky part of that, because if you said it was a good nookie show, I don't have enough beer in me quite yet.
It's cozy where we're at.
It is cozy.
It's warm.
It is.
It's cold. It's dark, a nip in the air.
It's dark without being romantic.
Exactly.
You know?
Masculine. Masculine yet comforting. I mean, like that. That's not bad. It's kind of like how I am.
It sounds like we're marketing a cologne all of a sudden.
I know. It's very musky in here.
I'm sorry I worked out before we got here. That's actually not true.
No,
I didn't work out.
And you've never worked out before the show.
No, it's funny. I've actually, when we got back from the honeymoon, I started doing the working out again.
Okay.
And I nearly died the first day.
That hurts. So, getting back into the
like
the
swing. I couldn't sit.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's like I could sit, but there was a transition from sitting to standing that was the issue. As long as I was in one or the other, I was okay.
Which makes going to the bathroom just all the more of a challenge.
No, I just poop in the shower.
Really?
So
just stamp it through the drain.
Tow it through the drain. We're a classy show.
We're at the Pig and Fiddle in lovely 50th in France, Edina.
Cake eater country.
Exactly. The heart. The epicenter, if you will. Of Cake Eater Country. We are in the northeast corner of 50th and France.
This is literally on 50th and France.
Yeah, that stoplight right there that they can't see. That's 50th and France.
There's a pole in front of it, but you know, that's fine. But I trust you.
We're right off the main drag, if you will.
Nice.
Pig and Fiddle is the sister brother family restaurant to the Muddy Pig.
Yes, which was our very first show. So if this was our last show, it would be a good bookending.
I know. Are you trying to tell me something?
No. No, we got to at least make it to 200.
Then it's off.
Then God knows. God knows.
Then who cares, really? Who cares?
Then I think we're automatically in the Hall of Fame, so we just kind of coast.
I agree.
The rest of the way.
The beer list isn't nearly as extensive
as you see
at Muddy Pig.
Except for IPAs. That was why I made a face when I was looking at the beer list. Because you got one blonde, one amber, a brown, you got two winters, fine. You got a lager, you got a rye, which is cool. But you have 15 IPAs.
Right. And I think you got some on the back, too.
Is there?
Yeah. Not IPAs, but...
It's wine. Oh, no, you got... Yeah, okay.
All right.
But you know what? They got a quad, which you never see at a restaurant.
Well, unless you go to a brew pub like
unless this. Unless you go to a brew pub, I suppose.
Right.
But, you know...
Gastro pub. It's, I believe, the designation.
The term. Oh, I didn't even see the late night menu.
I know.
Shit.
I know. It's almost worth coming back for that.
It might be.
That's some serious shit right there.
Rabbit Krapfen.
Rabbit what?
Savory Rabbit Krapfen. It's like a... if it's what I'm thinking it is, it's kind of... It's not like a pot pie, but it's a similar kind of... Loose stew. We could
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does.
All right, thank you.
Can you settle a bet for us?
Sure.
What is Krapfen? You got the savory rabbit Krapfen on there.
Oh yeah, and it's been 86. She still wants to work on it harder.
Okay.
I never got to taste it, so I just kind of got verbalized. It's little. I think they're like balls of. And it's shredded up, and then I don't know what all is in it. Cause then, okay.
So kind of meatballs?
I didn't work that one day we had it. I think it's similar, but I think there might be some breading kind of involved in it.
Okay.
So it's a little...
All right, that makes sense. All right, okay. Cool.
But I'm, you know what? I can ask the cooks when I'm back.
That would be awesome.
They would give me
sweet.
That would be
thank
awesome.
You.
I was completely wrong, apparently. But, you know, either way, it's rabbit, which you almost never get.
Right.
Yeah, there's actually, not talking about this place, but Jack's Cafe, which we still have not been to. They're doing their Hunter's Dinner coming up here.
That sounds amazing.
It's a Hunter's Dinner and beer tasting. We've, like, entered, like, beer tasting season.
It is.
Which is going to be awesome. But, yeah, Jack's...
Farmer's Market season ends, and that's when
beer tasting begins.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, yeah, Jack's doing this Hunter's Dinner and beer tasting, and I haven't looked at what the prices are. I'm sure it's like $1,000.
Well, if it's Jack's,
yeah. Jack's doesn't screw around, but I love Hunter's Dinners. I mean, we talked about this when we did the Glockenspiel show. I love game. I love venison. I love rabbit. I love all that stuff.
Dead animal. Cute
I love
dead animal.
I love dead animal. But that actually reminds me, this week, the week of the show, the Pig and Fiddle's doing a beer dinner. Kind of thing. It's a 5-course meal, and each one's got a different beer. So it's all about pairings, as these things tend to be. They got a white. It's running the gamut. You got a white ale. You got an IPA, an amber, a winter, and a smoked porter. And they got the smoked porter with the dark chocolate gingerbread tort, which sounds awesome.
That's a nightcap if there ever was.
That is, and yeah, that is the 5th course. But it's Thursday, November 10th. It's at 7 p.m. It's $75, but that includes tax and gratuity, so it's a flat $75 per person. It's as you're saying, it's probably a decent value, but you got to commit. Like that is a.
That's your dining out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Unless you're one of the 1%, I guess.
I'm the 53%.
You're the 53%.
Actually, I'm pretty sure both of us are.
I'm sure I am. But anyway.
Well, we're not going to get political.
Not on this show. I haven't had enough beers in me yet.
You should really have the dark beer. The dark.
I'm working
bread.
On it.
The darker bread.
Give me some time.
I'm serious. You're messing out.
We've got time. I can have more than one piece of bread.
No, you can't.
I'm already sick of you. We had a week off, and I'm already sick of you. Why did we have a week off? Well, we couldn't make it Monday.
Right.
Because we had a sudden issue that had to be dealt with at home.
Did we?
Well, the royal we did. And then we couldn't go on Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure I was available.
You were available. Well, it was the classic. We were both available just on different days.
Okay.
So, you know.
I like how I got almost all the way to your place before you told me that it was.
I know that. I'm kidding. You're so full of shit. Don't give me that. But then you had a much more interesting reason to not be here.
I had a firm event
last week. You had a firm event. You had a firm event at a ropes course, which sounds like an episode of The Office with beer.
It wasn't as fantastic as you would think it is, but Daddy did have a couple of beers before we got started, so I might have been a little bit more boisterous than one can imagine. One could be at 4-ish in the afternoon. We sat around, had a campfire, made s'mores. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Yeah.
How many? Don't you have like a couple, like dozen people there?
No, it's like 140 people.
And they're all around the campfire? Or?
Big campfire. But yeah, we made s'mores.
Wow.
So when I say how much I despise the whole warm fuzzies of things, I really mean I hate the warm fuzzies of things.
I'm sure you do. How did you do on said rope course?
We didn't actually get to do the ropes course. It was at a ropes course, but we didn't actually get to do the ropes course.
That seems kind of a waste.
Herein lies the issue. Just, it was a whole, like I said, it was a whole warm fuzzies, you know, we're a family team event, you know, gung ho, we're in this together type deal at a ropes course where we didn't do any of the ropes.
You just wanted to hang yourself.
All we did was, all they did was a PowerPoint. And a campfire.
Is it a PowerPoint?
I will bring it over.
projected on a hill or something? Like,
no, it was in a cabin.
Oh. It's really stupid. This is why I'm really glad I work for a giant faceless company. We all hate each other. The closest we have to a team bonding exercise is when my boss gets access to the expense card.
Then
we all go out for beer.
The only time they ever pay for me to have like a meal or anything like that is when I have to stay overnight to get something updated.
Yeah.
But I'm not griping.
Huh. So we've been kind of going through the bread basket,
mm-hmm,
as presented to us. There's two kinds of bread. I've got a traditional baguette and a dark raisin walnut bread.
First off, how much do you love the dark raisin walnut bread?
Probably not as much as you do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't, you know, much like your rule, don't fruit my pizza, don't nut my bread. And I'm doing that for your 13-year-old mind. I phrased it that way. I do not like nuts in bread. And part of it is that I'm not a big nut fan. Like, I don't...
The nuts didn't bother me nearly as much as they bothered you. But I enjoy fruit in my bread.
I'm with you there. The raisins were very good. And I like dark bread, like a pumpernickel or something like that, with raisins in it. Like, if it wasn't for the nuts, I would probably enjoy it. Are you done?
Probably not.
Although we could talk about Beavis and Butthead. Have you seen
it? Yes, I have.
I've not seen last week's yet.
Okay,
so I've only seen the first episode.
I won't ruin it for you.
As I mentioned on my Facebook page, being a werewolf makes my bones hurt is now my new favorite sentence. It's just, I laughed harder than I really should have at that line.
I laughed at the whole thing.
You know,
from
what?
Start to finish, you I laughed what? At.
You know, I'll say this. It was like one of the better episodes of the original run. Which, how many shows can you say that?
Right.
When they come back, especially after how many years
of
being gone? Like 10 years?
Yeah,
like
10, 15 years.
So, I mean, it's as good as some of the best out there. The videos are always the best. The best part of the episode.
I could do a half hour of just them doing the videos.
I know. I think no one would mind that.
Right.
The characters, at least in the video part of it, they seem just a little bit smarter, a little bit more
sarcastic.
I'm
okay with that.
I'm perfectly fine with that, but it seems like they've smartened up a little bit, which, you know.
It's the same reason why I still like to watch South Park on occasion,
mm-hmm,
is that it's gotten smarter over the years,
mm-hmm,
and because of that, it becomes more and more watchable, and because they're able to update it so damn fast,
yeah,
you know, basically a news story breaks on the weekend, that next Wednesday they've got a show about it,
mm-hmm,
and it's equally as hilarious as ever.
Yeah.
But it's along those same lines, I'm okay with it, and I'm okay with it pandering to me.
Mm.
I don't know if I'd laugh nearly as hard as at the old episodes as I do at some of this new stuff.
I think the episodes, like the actual content of the episode,
mm-hmm,
it really does not age well. Like, I've watched a lot of those in the last couple months, and it doesn't age well. And it was never the strong part of those things.
No.
So it's good that the actual episode part of it is so strong now. Like I said, I haven't seen the second one, so I don't know if the trend continues. But that first episode was very.
Here we are, guys.
All right. Hi.
Let's make some room here.
Sure.
Rabbit stew.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to grab these menus out of the way?
No. You
gonna hold on to one, or do you want me to?
You can probably take the beer one.
Okay. With the Jägerlist roll.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you guys need while I'm over here?
No.
I think we're good.
Okay. Enjoy your food.
Before we move on to the Beavis and Butthead stuff, I win.
That would have killed me. That would honestly end my life.
That's awesome. I'm
the
excited
rabbit
for this.
Friend, or however you say it.
Yeah.
I think the P is silent.
Okay.
But I still haven't
That's
figured
fine.
Out how
it. That works.
He said it kind of looks like a donut hole, and it's got rabbit comfy. And then what did he call the ball? I can't remember. So it's like a, it's a little, like, it looks like a donut hole.
Okay.
But it's filled with the rabbit comfy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome.
All right, yeah, it does. Very cool.
I think she's still trying to perfect it. It may come back onto the menu.
Okay.
Beautiful.
She puts something out there and then she decides no. Right on.
Excellent. So, mystery solved.
Mystery solved. Beavis and Butthead.
I'm finishing up my bread here.
You know, come to think, going back to the aging of the episode, I'm definitely with you there. And the things I honestly remember about the original episodes were the music videos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I can remember the Pantera video. I can remember the Whale video. I can remember the Blind Melon video.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the things I remember. I don't necessarily remember a whole lot about...
And I'm glad they continued the tradition of doing videos of interesting actual artists.
Yeah.
Like that was, you know, Beavis and Butthead introduced me to so many different bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Soul Coughing, you know, Whale, you know,
yep.
Talking about them. Pantera, I think, and that was the first time I heard them.
They were on there a lot.
Yeah, they were. Mostly because their videos were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like the fact that they're continuing that tradition. They did a Skrillex video, who, despite the fact that he was actually on the cover of the most recent Spin magazine, they did their dance issue,
okay.
and I want to set him on fire. he's just one of those club kids that you just want to punch. Yeah, it's really terrible. But like the song was cool, and I might end up checking out some Skrillex. And they got some other stuff that I'm gonna check out, and they're good this time. They're actually making sure they cite every band that they show.
Right.
Because that was always my big problem with the original one, whereas if they'd only show like a section on the video, they wouldn't necessarily tell you who it was.
Right.
So you couldn't investigate it.
But honestly, they really, on that first episode, they really kicked it off well with the whole Jersey Shore thing.
The Jersey Shore
was
stuff
so
was
funny.
Was really funny.
Grandma J-Well.
Anytime Butthead goes into like impersonation or any of that, or like a longer bit, I always know it's going to be awesome. Like, you know, and what I like about this show is that because the humor's gotten a little more, maybe not smarter, but a little more aware.
Yeah.
Like it's a little more
aware is a great way to put it.
Yeah, it's a little more.
You are all done? All right.
It reminds me, it's much closer to like a Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, really?
Where there's an intelligence behind it,
yeah.
Even if the humor is very juvenile.
I agree.
Which I think is great for people like Heather, who will never watch the show. But if we for some reason happen to be watching it on TV and she's in the room, she'll be completely offended. You know, completely be able to write it off.
Right. So the food has arrived.
Food has arrived. She was not lying about the mashed potatoes.
Really good.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. I got the Alpine Rabbit Stew, which is essentially braised rabbit with a little bit of very, very light tomato sauce and like ribbon type macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
And slivered almonds, which I was a little suspect about. The almonds.
Okay.
I think that's a fork.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how the hell to eat this.
Yeah. And the almonds actually work in here. And I'm usually not a big fan of nuts and things.
Mm-hmm. Except bread, apparently.
But it totally works in here.
Although they are pretty kid-friendly.
So you're a fan.
It's tasty. I like the different texture. You know, you have the really creaminess of the rabbit. I can't believe you actually picked that up. I think you're supposed to eat it with a fork, but...
fuck it.
The creaminess of the... Very good. The creaminess of the rabbit. The kind of al dente-ness... You know, that firmness of the...
I can't figure out how to eat this with my fork. Fuck it.
Well, most people have a knife.
I don't care. fucking. It's got a bun. You hold. Bun should not be forked. Here's your nugget of wisdom for the day.
Also, might be the theme of this week's. You're making a mess on your shirt.
I don't care.
Lord. Like I said, there's a lot of different textures going on in mine. What monstrosity did you get for crying out loud? That you've mostly spilled down your front.
Yeah. So what I got, you know, this place is kind of a rustic Eastern European kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly German. I mean, they add some Czech, some Polish stuff. I mean, they got pierogies. They've got brambarak, which apparently is a Czech potato pancake, which is cool. I went with the smoked Jägerwurst roll. I'm not sure what Jägerwurst is. Jäger is hunter, so it's probably some sort of game. But it's potatoes and sauerkraut and a sweet mustard sauce. So it's essentially like a sausage roll. But you got the potatoes and sauerkraut holding everything together on this very good roll. It was a toasted roll, but when you add the sauerkraut and the potatoes, it gums it up nicely. So you get the kind of crusty outside, but a very kind of chewy center, which I'm always a big fan of. And then the piece de resistance, the fried egg on top.
And that was really the only thing that dissuaded me from getting it.
Yeah. And I chose a side of mashed potatoes, which were, as I stated earlier, extremely good. They're not overly buttery. They're not overly garlic. Like, they're not garlic at all, which when you see mashed potatoes now, I as much as I love garlic, I'll put garlic on Cheerios if necessary. Like, I love garlic. But it's
that's
just
a bit much, even for me.
Yeah, well. But, you know, it seems like garlic mashed potatoes are everywhere now. Like, anytime you see mashed potatoes, it's always a garlic mash.
You know what, you don't see enough of this, is the wasabi mashed potatoes. You ever had those?
Mm.
Oh, my God. It's like a spite, like a spicy potato. Oh, my God, man. You're filthy. You've never been out in public before, have you?
Not really, no.
Good Lord.
There, I'm adjusting my napkin.
I can't believe how badly you're struggling with
this. It's very awkward food.
No, but I've seen you have messier things. I've seen you eat messier, you know, messier burgers and not drop a single thing. The fact that you're struggling with that is a little disconcerting, like you're out of practice or something.
It might be.
I think you're under the weather a little bit.
No. I think I'm out of practice. I've been eating very self-contained foods lately.
A lot of Hot Pockets.
A lot of Hot Pockets. So besides your outing, your company outing recently, did you do anything fun recently?
Went to our good friend, Alvy's...
I don't call him a good friend.
Former sponsor?
He's a friend.
His friend.
A friendly acquaintance.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I got announced over the loudspeaker when I arrived. It was a big deal. Yeah, I did.
Well.
Yeah.
Did he plug the show or just announce you?
Just me.
Oh, cocksucker.
Well, that's the way it should be. I like to be announced every place that I go. And there's nothing funnier than a slightly inebriated Australian.
But you're redundant there, but yeah.
That's a good point.
You just assume.
With a speaker system.
That's just a recipe for fun.
It truly is.
Yeah.
So our good acquaintance, Mr. Jason Alvy, had his grand opening of his new store, which two of us have actually visited prior to. Went to what many would term as a soft opening.
Alvy is known for his soft openings.
Or just softness.
Yeah. Suppleness.
And openings.
Yeah. Anyway.
That got dirty.
Yeah, it did. Most of the conversations about Alvy turn dirty.
I agree. So he had a, one could say, a stout turnout. He has two doors. Two openings.
Two openings as you were.
There's two doors, the front and the back door. I'm really sorry if he's listening. There's a front door and a back door, and both of them had lines, you know,
just people streaming in and out of his front back doors all
like
day.
A train. At least, you know, 20 people deep on both sides. And it was about as crowded as I've ever seen any sort of get-together. You know, I was saying to you, I've been to busy bars and busy restaurants where, you know, there's a lot of people in there. You couldn't turn around in there. The only thing I kept thinking is the fire marshal is going to get called and this thing's going to get shut down.
I saw pictures of some of the shots, and it looked very cozy. It looked very...
to say the least.
Yeah, it was... which is great because, I mean, not only is that... I mean, it's cool that that a friend of ours is doing great.
Acquaintance.
What?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance. I upgrade him throughout the conversation.
And he goes back and forth?
Yeah. It depends on how much I think about his soft openings. It changes my attitude.
Excellent point.
Yeah. But it's nice to see someone like that, you know, be successful in doing what he loves. Mm-hmm. And it's so successful. That's the thing. It's so crazy. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, talk about good timing. You know, not to take away from how much work he's put into that store and what he's done.
But there is timing, and there has to be demand for everything.
Absolutely, and he fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
In terms of grabbing that craft brew.
If there ever was.
Yeah.
That striking craft brew the lottery.
Fever. Yeah. So all the best wishes. It's a beautiful store.
And you must check it out.
You know, he's got the 12-foot Abbey.
Cathedral
kind of
register.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really amazing thing to see some of the woodwork that he has going on in there. Some of the old beer memorabilia.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was such a collector of beer memorabilia.
And he always has been. You know, even when the two of us were coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
As he was building his beer collection in the man cave, as he so eloquently called it, you know, he had really kind of cool stuff. But just really didn't have a great place to display it. And, you know, he's got a pocket of his store where he can basically do that. And, you know, as compared to the previous store, he didn't have any spot to do tastings. He's got a tasting counter.
Yep.
Even though they were during the grand opening.
The whole place was a tasting
counter. Oh, it really was. It was... I almost, you know... There was a point there where I was like... I'm not sure how much longer I can stay in here simply because there's so many people and it's making me nervous.
Yeah.
But
you know what, though? I've been in similar situations where I'm at a concert or a bar where it's that crazy.
Right.
And I find those events somewhat freeing in the sense that you can cut one in public. And no one's gonna know.
My only problem with that theory is if you cut one and you can't trust it. You can't trust the follow up.
Did I forget the boss?
That's true, but
then what do you
that's
do?
Just, that's just dangerous anyway. I mean, yeah.
Right. that got weird.
Yeah, I know. It happens. Yeah, very successful opening for him.
Mm-hmm.
Grand opening. You know, and this we should say he moved store, so this isn't like opening up a second location.
Mm-hmm.
This is now the home base, and we got an opportunity to when we were there beforehand to see the new, see the new storeroom, see the new freezer,
yeah.
You know, or fridge, I suppose. No,
cold room.
I like that. And it's awesome. Like it is. You know, everyone's got that store, like in their head that they would, like if they had, you know, if they could do it, they would open it.
Right.
You know, be it a game store, a comic book store, a beer store.
For you, it'd just be wall to wall porno. I'm good, thank you.
It wouldn't be wall to wall. Maybe one wall.
Mostly porno for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone's got that idea.
Thank you.
Everyone's got that idea of what their store would be. And this looks like, and you can tell that this is his store. Like, this is the store he wanted to make from the beginning.
Yeah, there's no, and even, you know, the first store was what, and I don't think I'm taking too much liberty in saying this. It was what he could afford at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And more so, This story is
from him. First stories.
Yeah, this is for him from stem to stern.
Oof. So yeah, it's nothing but good wishes to him. And it's especially dangerous now, the new location, because he seems to have good timing in terms of, or a good placement in terms for me. Because his old location was by a game store.
Right.
Now, granted, it was a very kind of skeezy game store.
But a game store nonetheless.
But a game store. So I got to hit multiple things in the same kind of general nexus of areas. Now he's across the street from Micro Center.
I know, son of a bitch.
Which is just like, oh my god.
You just know that trip is going to cost you a fortune.
I know, it's going to be terrible. So.
But he's got to... He'll have an amazing amount of foot traffic because where he's at.
You know, yeah, he's not hidden in essentially a residential area like he was last time.
It's much easier to get to.
Yep. It's right off the highway.
It's right off the highway. You can actually, if the light catches it right, you can actually see his sign from the highway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But I agree, you know, it will help anchor that area.
It's true.
Into more of a destination.
I am as done. Unless you want to put more on it, yeah. I'm done.
Oh, I just can't wait to be done so I can eat. What do you think about dessert?
I'm good.
You're good?
Actually,
I'm going to preface that a pugback is more like a cake than a pie.
Okay.
It's a nice, moist cake with apples, a little of that, like, crumbly, and iced Grand Ole Creamery and stuff.
Okay.
Cream ice cream. And then
would you split it? Would you split?
I'd split it with
you. We'll split the apple pie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you done with the bread?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was damn good.
That was good.
That was damn good food.
That was, I said it in the opening, it's kind of like a little bit like a warm nookie blankie. You know, just...
Yeah.
My portion, when they set it down, I was a little disturbed at the size of the portion just because yours is so big. But
many men have looked at the size of my portion and felt inadequate. So.
You done? Are you done?
No.
That being said, it was just the perfect portion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, like, full.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm...
You're sated.
I'm sated. I'm sustained.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I could go walk around the block and not feel like, oh God, this hurts a lot.
You're not loosening your belt.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm all warm. And, and it was good fall food. This was a good fall
show. You know what this place reminds me a lot of? And I would say much more so than the Muddy Pig. Because the Muddy Pig was good, but it was much more of a bar.
Yeah.
It was a bar that served food, and the food was fine.
Now, granted, we sat in the bar area.
True, but that doesn't change what food you get. This reminds me a lot more of something like a Craftsman.
I agree.
Where it's that kind of somewhat rustic, but a little more updated, a little more a little more trendy.
And as good as the food was here,
mm-hmm.
the Craftsman, come on.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
I'm thinking more of just general theme. Yeah. You know, it's that kind of rustic, you know, European, continental European, German, Czech, that kind of, a lot of stews, a lot of game.
If they were involved in a world war of some type, they're represented on this menu.
Exactly. But it's that kind of, old country comfort food. That I think Craftsman does really well, and I think the advantage that Craftsman has is it's a little bit more chefy.
Chef driven.
Yeah.
And not to say this isn't.
Yeah.
But this is, I think...
It's a little more traditional.
A little more traditional. The other thing is I think that both menus are catering to the demographic.
It's true.
You have to, and one of the things that was interesting about ordering here was that they did give you a little bit of a cheat sheet.
Yeah, they did.
Which
that was
is
cool.
Brilliant.
We've talked about that on the show before. If you do international style of food, I got fucking cabbage everywhere.
You just keep eating it.
I do. Well, it's really good. Yeah. I'm not a big sauerkraut guy, but this is damn good.
thank you.
Um, You know, if you're doing international food, explain what...
Can I get a water from you?
A what?
A water.
A water?
Thank you.
You know, explain what a Ram Baroka or whatever the hell that was. You know, explain what that is. Explain right. what a pierogi is. I mean, right. and, you know, it may sound weird to explain what a pierogi is in Minnesota, right. but, you know...
Look at where we are.
Yeah.
We're at 50th and France, where we have a very, very well-crafted meal
mm-hmm.
that does not seem like it should belong in this area.
Mm.
But it does.
Yeah.
It just works.
Yep. Yeah, it's, I think this can do well, you know. They're fairly new. They opened maybe a month or two ago.
Yep. Thank you very much.
You know, and they're in a good spot. They're in a good location.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they do some late night eats, and I would be interested to come back here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for like a late night, not like to come here to go to the bar,
mm-hmm.
but to grab like a late night snack or whatever.
Yeah, like those rabbit donut holes or whatever
exactly.
the hell those are called.
Because their late night menu is good, but it would be an interesting place that, because it's kind of chill in here.
Yeah.
This is kind of up my alley.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I don't want to go to a bar, but I kind of want to go someplace where I can actually have a conversation and hear myself think.
Yeah.
But still have really good food, really good beer, and mm-hmm. an environment that's very safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, if there was ever a area of town that is not crime ridden,
it's 50th in France.
It's 50th in France. Honestly.
Yeah.
If we were going to rob a bank, we should be robbing
the
bank.
Well, you know,
right next
the homeless people are living in Lexuses.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Here, so,
yeah. They use Lexuses, but they're Lexuses nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're homeless. They have to go down to used.
What's even weirder, and you can just tell by where we're at, is there's an apartment above the Sur La Table.
Okay.
Which is right over on 50.
The cat is on the table? Is that what it is?
No, that's the restaurant shop over there.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant, you know, almost like a kitchen window.
The restaurant supply store.
Yeah, yeah.
That place that Alton Brown always tells you to get your stuff at.
Exactly. Sur La Table.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have apartments above them, and I can actually, from where I'm sitting, see what they're watching on their big screen.
Is it a big screen?
It's a very big screen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How's everything so far?
Very great,
good.
Thank you.
Good?
Thank you. So this is, we got the Dutch apple pie, which this looked, in this lighting, this looked like green peppers. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for that in an apple pie. But it's closer to a tart. I mean, you know, it's a small kind of, clearly made in a ramekin. So mm-hmm. is that about that shape and size? And they weren't kidding, it's very, very cake-like in terms of its texture. Or maybe I want bread pudding, like.
Yeah, it's more bread pudding, like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an apple tart bread pudding. It's very tart, actually.
Yeah. Which I like.
Come here. Mm. But sweet, cakey. It's good.
Mm. I have a funny food story to mention.
What?
So. We've been watching a little more TV, normally, than we normally do.
Okay. Mostly because the wedding's over and you have nothing else to talk about.
What? Wow.
The honeymoon is over.
Yeah. Well, no, there seems to be a lot of interesting new shows. So we're like, we're going to try out some of the new shows.
Even though you don't have cable.
But network shows.
Okay.
And we've been watching a show on ABC called Once Upon a Time.
Okay. I've seen previews.
Yeah, which is, if you don't know what it is, it's basically like fairy tales in modern day. There's an evil queen, there's Snow White, there's all that shit.
Okay.
The thing is that none of the fairy tales know that they're actually fairy tales.
They think they're real.
They were brought to this world by a curse and all this crap. Well, there's this evil queen, and she likes giving away apples to her enemies. And they don't flat out say that they're poisoned. But it's very obvious that it's implied.
Implied poison?
Yeah. So, this particular scene, the evil queen is giving a basket of apples to the main character.
OK. Okay.
As a kind of a gift.
Snow White-ish?
She's not Snow White. She's actually the daughter of Snow White, but it'd take too long to explain.
Okay. You already lost me, but okay.
It's not important for this story.
Okay.
So she hands her this basket of apples. And she says, oh, they're Apple Crisp apples. Or not Apple Crisp, Honey Crisp apples.
Okay.
Not Apple Crisp. Apple Crisp is a cereal.
It's good. It's good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. They're Honey Crisp apples. Now, Honey Crisp apples, if you don't know, is a Minnesota product.
University of Minnesota product.
It's a University of Minnesota owned, product. It was created there. And the apples in the basket.
Really?
We're not Apple Crisp apples.
Honey Crisp.
Or Honey Crisp. Why do they keep calling it Apple Crisp? They're clearly not Apple Jack apples. No, they're clearly not Honey Crisps. And I got a little offended.
Did you write an angry letter?
I thought about it to the good people at ABC. I really did. And I'm like, those are clearly Red Delicious. What is wrong with you?
Well, Red Delicious are easily the most identifiable.
I'm fine with that.
Right.
Call them Red Delicious.
Call them Red Delicious.
Yeah. Don't be besmirching our Minnesota pride.
Go Gophers.
Yeah. I got really upset. It was kind of funny.
I can almost see you getting a little bit upset. That is not.
That is not. Although, now that I think about it, I wonder. Since Honeycrisp they're a very hip apple right now.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants them. They're hard to get by. Even around here, they're hard to get.
The Swatango is the
Swatango, yeah, fuck them.
Have you had one yet?
I have.
They're not very good. They're too hard.
They're good pie apples. They'd be good pie apples.
Yeah.
Regardless. I wonder if the plan was to actually use Honeycrisp. Here's my little conspiracy theory. The plan was to actually use Honeycrisp. But since University of Minnesota has the name rights to that,
yeah.
And since it was strongly implied that these were poison apples, I wonder if somebody was like, we don't want to associate the Honeycrisp name with poison.
Okay.
So that's why they switched them out.
I guess you're saying, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But close to the dumbest thing I've heard you say in the show.
People are really dumb when it comes to that kind of thing. Like, when it comes to, like, weird name recognition crap.
Yeah.
Like, and when you get lawyers involved, it's always really weird. But regardless of what any sort of backroom shenanigans were going on.
Apple and shenanigans.
Yeah. Applejack shenanigans. Which I almost bought a bottle of Applejack not too long ago.
Applejacks or
no Applejack?
You lost me.
It's a type of liquor.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. But now I want Applejack cereal.
Yeah, no one should want that.
Really?
I was never a fan of Applejacks, honestly.
Next thing you tell me, you didn't like Fruit Loops.
I was I'm Fruit Loops.
It's like I don't even know you.
No, I was much more Captain Crunch. Guy.
Crunch berries.
It's much more of a Crunch Berries.
It's got to cut the crap out of your mouth.
No, that was... You earned it. That was penance. That was...
Captain's lashes on the interior of your mouth.
It was, I wasn't raised Catholic, but my mom's side of the family is Catholic, so there was a little bit of that influence. Yeah. And, you got to do a little penance for your sugared cereals. So,
wow.
And the worst was the Malta meal Captain Crunch. I forget what it was.
Anything else for you?
We're good.
Do you need to split it up?
No, just one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, didn't like Apple Jacks.
It wasn't I didn't like them. I never was like, I want to have Apple Jacks.
And Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams I love.
Golden Grahams were good.
And Golden Grahams were the best. They were in that Cinnamon Toast Crunch realm.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Where what they turned the milk into afterward was even better. Awesome.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the most unhealthy cereal ever.
It probably is.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, I've read articles saying the most unhealthy cereals. Number one is always Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, apparently they hold the cinnamon onto the toast part with bacon grease. So I'm sure that's why.
Awesome.
I'm sure that's why.
Bacon cinnamon toast.
Bacon.
How is that not on some brunch menu somewhere? honestly, like a bacon, sure it is. Like a bacon cinnamon toast, cinnamon French toast.
If you're doing that route, just get a fucking Monte Cristo. Just make it a Monte Cristo.
I don't want like ham and everything. I just want the cinnamon toast.
Monte Cristo. Okay, speaking of Monte Cristo,
yeah.
As much as we hate the whole deconstructed kind of thing,
yeah. We really hate it.
Monte Cristo sandwiches could use a good deconstructing. Because if you look at all the individual pieces, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, but you can't really do anything with it.
No, you just explode it. You get the French toast. You get put some ham on that. Put a little cheese in the ham. You get a little.
All right. Thank you.
I heard like every third word.
You catch it.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, it was, what were we talking about? No, I think we're totally right. You get like a little ham and cheese mash on top of that. You get the berry, like a little berry jam. Oh, it'd be awesome.
So, okay, so you got Cap'n Crunch as a kid.
Oh, so we're back on this now?
Yeah, okay. No, I want to reapproach this because we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, we're good.
So, when I was growing up, we didn't get like the uber sugary cereals.
Okay.
Like Cap'n Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever not allowed to have a certain type of cereal? Because now as an adult, I want to go back and buy all the stuff that I couldn't have as a kid. Or wasn't allowed to have as a kid.
The stuff that was like basically candy.
Like I want to get a box of Cookie Crisp. Just to see what it's like.
It's really not.
Really?
Here's how to simulate Cookie Crisp. You get 3 or 4 bags of the vending machine Famous Amos cookies.
Okay, those are good.
And you throw them in a bowl of milk.
Wait, but they come in a big box now. So I can put them all in one big bowl.
No one should strive for Famous Amos cookies.
No, but they are delicious when one needs a chocolate chip cookie.
No, I'd rather have the grandma's giant...
I don't like the chewy.
You don't like chewy cookies?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't like the gritty chocolate, when I can taste the sugar.
Oh.
Like the sugar granules.
Yeah, I see where you're saying, but yeah. I still think you're stupid.
Wow.
But, you know... No, we didn't so much. For us, it was more we couldn't just buy box cereals. Like we, you know, I grew up poor.
Right.
You know, I was born a poor black child, as the saying goes. So you know, it was multi-miller dye.
Right.
So you know, marshmallow mateys, and whatever the hell the Cap'n Crunch version was, Admiral something.
Admiral Chomp.
Yeah. You know, one time I remember we could regularly get box cereal was Sugar Smacks.
How good are Sugar Smacks?
Which for every
don't besmirch the Sugar Smack.
I'm going to besmirch that.
Really?
Because for every sugary cereal,
yeah,
there was a less desirable non-sugary equivalent.
Okay.
Frosted Flakes versus Corn Flakes.
Right.
You know. Now, I mean, Fruit Loops. There's kind of the various kind of corn, you know, spun corn. It was more like Corn Pops and
sure.
And shit like that.
Oh, Corn Pops.
And all of those were fine. Like if you had the regular non-sugared versions, they were edible. They weren't as good, but they were
doable.
Edible.
Yeah.
Speaking of, if you're going to sugar rush, Frosted Flakes with orange juice in it instead of milk. That'll wake your ass up real quick.
You didn't. You had.
It was an accident the first time. But,
oh my! Yeah. You ate it?
Yeah, I was really tired and I didn't.
Oh.
Why?
What? No, what's wrong with you? Ish.
Like I said, it was an accident. I wasn't paying attention.
But they throw it out.
No. Jesus hates a waster. Okay, you do not throw food out. That is wrong.
So you ate the Frosted Flakes with orange juice?
Yeah. Out. It wasn't pulpy. It was the strained orange juice, so, you know, that's fine. Anyway.
That's horrific.
Anyway.
That's honestly horrific.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
They actually made a non-sugared version of Sugar Smacks. which just tasted like a bowl of bugs. It was just a bowl of box elder bugs.
It'd be like the Kashi puffed rice.
Yeah, it's like no one wants that.
No.
That's cereal penance right there, is what that is.
I'm still gagging on the orange juice and frosted flakes.
You've never been hungover or overly tired and put the wrong thing in.
No, never to that point.
You've never done like the coffee in the cereal.
Nope.
See, my mom did that.
No,
to us.
I haven't, Rodney Dangerfield.
My mom did that to us accidentally once. She put coffee in our cereal.
You ate that shit, didn't you?
No, I still don't like coffee. So.
Oh, so okay, wait, so. You'll eat the orange juice and the frosted flakes, but not the coffee.
What is wrong with the orange juice?
It doesn't work.
It's sugar and sugar.
God, I'm trying not to gag right now. Honestly, that's really grossing me out.
I think you're of a weak constitution.
No, I don't think so. I think if you polled listeners here. Oh, God.
Well, fine. Then we'll make that the question of the week, I guess. The is the orange juice and the frosted flakes that disgusting?
I'm willing to bet that I would be willing to bet something interesting.
Okay.
That I am correct in that's gross. That it's not normal in any sense.
I'm not arguing it's normal.
Or even edible. Matter of fact, I would like to see you try to eat a bowl of corn.
I'd do it.
Frosted flakes with orange juice on.
I'd do it.
Pulpy orange juice.
Well, you see, pulpy adds a different texture to it. That's not what, you're dealing with coating issues at that point too.
God.
Now I'm just trying to disgust you.
Well, now I'm thinking like you poured like Sunny D over it or something like that.
Well, it wasn't Sunny D, but it was not it was no 100% orange juice. So I'll tell you that much.
Like yeah. Tampico is what you got.
It wasn't orange drink, but it was somewhere.
It's orange drink.
It was somewhere in between, you know, the Tropicana, the Simply Orange, and the.
It wasn't Five Alive.
Wow. Five Alive for people that Sunny D is too classy for. Wow.
I remember being at my great grandparents' house and.
Yeah, the only people that were about Five Alive were 80 years old.
Exactly, and my grandma Helen, we were staying overnight. It was like all of the kids. They had before she lost her mind. And she had all of us over.
Maybe that's what drove her to losing her mind.
And, you know, she puts out breakfast for everyone, and we all, you know, take a swig of the orange juice, and we kind of all look at each other like, what the hell's going on? And sure enough, it's Five Alive. And like,
nice.
There you go, and I just need the top copy.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know anybody that buys that.
Poor people buy that, isn't it?
I don't think it's that cheap. Is it cheap?
I don't know. I never look at it.
Do they even still sell it?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know.
In the poor people grocery stores.
Rainbow. So, final verdict on the pig and the fiddle. Or pig and fiddle. If you could stop grooving and dancing to the
I gotta give the money, the pig and the fiddle credit. It's got a pretty, you know, as the kids say, banging playlist.
Soundtrack, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
There's been some stuff on here that I literally have not heard in years.
Yeah. You got the slow version of Mad World.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Who's that by?
It's like Michael Wolf something.
It's not the lead singer from like Live or something like that. Even though it sounds like
no, it's like this is the only thing this guy's known for.
Right.
Is this?
It was in the Gears of War.
That's
two.
What the song. I mean,
right.
Yeah,
it was
the song
in
the, was used.
But if we're looking for the reference,
it was first used outside of the dude's album. In Donnie Darko.
Oh,
that's where the first time I heard it. So and that well predates.
So that makes sense considering the man crush that you have on Gyllenhaal.
I don't. Really don't.
Gyllenhaal and Seth Rogen on the same movie. I'm surprised your head.
Seth Rogen's not in Donnie Darko. I don't believe you.
Challenge accepted.
I don't believe you.
Ready?
Yeah. I've seen that movie several times. Granted, I could be blinded by Jenna Fisher. Which I still say, despite all of the gratuitous TNA in Sucker Punch, she was still my favorite. That is a long held flame. So, but no, I'm you know we talked a lot about this place you know already, but I mean it's it, you know I still think that the best comparison is somewhat you know is kind of a cross between Craftsman and like Black Forest, where it's a old world game, you know, old world comfort food, little bit chefed up a bit, not quite right. to the level of a like Craftsman or something like that, but. It's traditional enough where you get the comfort angle, but you also get just that little bit of sophistication.
If you definitely dig Glockenspiel, Craftsman, mm-hmm. Muddy Pig, mm-hmm. Happy Gnome
would be another good one. and yeah, I'm you know, and especially for a place being so relatively new. You know, it's got a good. It seems a lot farther along than you'd imagine it is.
Suck it, Ricky Danforth.
I would have to see that. Well, I mean, if he was in it, I don't remember him at all, and he wasn't a major character. But that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
But I was right. You were wrong.
Okay, great. Anyway. No, that's yeah. I'm definitely a fan, and I don't get out to this area that often.
Well, we don't like your kind out here.
No, that's true. You know, were I to get out to this area, like we're near Motsumiya.
Very near.
Another place that we liked.
And Edina Grill.
Edina Grill.
And the other barrio.
Oh, is there a barrio?
There's
over
a
there
barrio
too?
Right up the street.
Oh wow, cool. There's a barrio food truck now, but they don't sell the tequila, which is a little annoying. Because there are days at work.
That makes a little bit of sense.
Oh, I'm sure there are legal considerations, but you know what? Sometimes I want a Cobra Verde on my way back to work.
Well, who doesn't? I mean,
but of all of those places, Motsumiya and Bar and all that stuff, I would pick this place.
And it's Jenna Malone, not Jenna Fisher.
Oh, yeah. I have a crush on Jenna Fisher, too. But I'm busy thinking about food right here.
It's okay.
Shut up. All right.
And Seth Rogen played a high school bully in that.
Oh, okay. So he was on screen for maybe 5 seconds.
Well, he beats up Gyllenhaal.
It's obviously not a memorable enough scene for me.
Well, it's not a very memorable movie. It's
I enjoyed
movie.
The. No, I enjoyed the movie. I did.
You would.
Well, fine. So I would say thumbs up overall.
I agree.
I keep wanting to call it pig in a blanket.
Pig and a fiddle.
Pig and fiddle.
Pig and fiddle. Not pig and the fiddle.
Yeah. I will dock them because they do not have a website. Which,
right.
honestly, like I don't care if you are a mom and pop deli counter.
If in this
you
time,
need a website.
Yeah, in this time, this climate that we're in, the time we're in, I don't care. You know, there aren't even underground. There are underground restaurants that at least have a Facebook page.
Yeah,
Trevi has a Facebook page.
They've got a Twitter account.
Yeah,
and it's like at Pig and Fiddle. But it's not the name. It's like whoever created the account. It's like Paul something. So it's like it just seems like they've completely dropped the ball on that aspect of it.
Marketing.
Which when you're a place is as developed and as kind of classy as this, that it just it looks bad.
Right.
But you know,
I agree.
Whatever. Besides that though, I would definitely recommend coming back here. You know. Maybe next time I'm at Spallan Montage, I'll come here afterward. And
doing a lot of spallaning?
I do, you know. That's where you go in caves, right?
No, but I'm pretty sure they're going to take you, they're going to throw you out for taking pictures.
Probably, yeah. Oh, well.
Likely.
I'm quick, though.
No, you're not.
I'm good in short distances.
No, you're not. No, you're really not.
Well, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is, of course, brought to you.
I said it hurt to sit earlier.
By Hopchart.com. For all of your beer cataloging needs.
Beat your fat.
We always, and then, of course, once again, congratulations to our former sponsor, Alvey, over at the Fort Furkins. Check out their new location. It's across the street from the Micro Center in St. Louis Park.
He's not fat. He can run.
I don't know.
He's got short legs.
But short legs mean slow distances.
But I think it was a leverage thing there.
Maybe. I wouldn't want him to run me over.
No.
But I just don't know if he's got speed on his side. But anyway. But yeah, check out his stuff at thefourfurkins.com. As always, we recommend you follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Foursquare at foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. And Twitter at wellfedguidefpg. Stay tuned for the next couple weeks here. I've got some ideas for episode 200.
Do you?
And one of them is extremely
iffy.
It may be iffy, ballsy. but it's definitely ballsy, and it's a little bit above our station. But I'm curious if we can do it.
I like how these plans never involve telling me until the last very possible moment.
Well, I'm brainstorming.
Hey,
at this point.
I need you to pick me up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
No. And wear a suit.
And wear a suit. And a tie.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're not good.
Thank you guys
terrible
for
listening.
Shut up.
That?
God. I'm trying to finish.
It's the 8-hour wrap up.
I hate you. I really hate you.
No, you don't.
Thank you guys for listening.
You need this.
And we'll see you next week.
You want to get all up in this.